You're listening to the Men Overseas Podcast, a show that explores methods and ideas to help you live a bigger life. You will hear interesting stories of how people live, how they save and invest their money, and why having time wealth is better than being a billionaire. If you are entertained, educated, or elevated, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We're just getting started. Now here is your host, Brad D'Antonio.
Jürgen, welcome back.
Bradley.
Where are we?
I think the city is called Berlin, sitting on a hostel boat above the beautiful river Spree with a view of the fantastic Oberbaum Bridge. Myself having the privilege of your company right now.
Yeah,
I'm happy to welcome you in the podcast.
Thank you. We need to state that we're next to the Berlin Wall. So when we walk off the premises, off the boat, We're looking at the Berlin Wall right now. That's very cool to me. And we stayed on the west side or the east Berlin side?
You're staying here right now on the eastern and on the Bradley Great Greg Hall. We're on the western side right now.
What? We're outside the west?
You're on the western side, yeah. Eastern side is just 20 seconds walk from here.
Yeah. And what are
so
all those
really matter?
What are those murals about? Why is there so much graffiti in this area?
Berlin is a very creative city. You see over there the tram, the subway coming, and there's graffiti as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people in Berlin love to have their life colorful and concentrate on stuff that makes them happy. And it was certainly a very cheerful thing back then in the 90s to have Germany being reunited. And what better is there on making the symbol of separation in bright and nice colors. It's very important to have history still ongoing today and see how the wall looked like, but it doesn't need to be all gray. Yeah. So they made a good job and I made several pictures of you.
You sure did. How far are you from home?
4-hour train ride.
4 hours?
Yeah. From the beautiful city of Nuremberg with the medieval castle and one of the very few cities I know that has really city walls going all around the city. It's the city of the German brat sausage wurst.
Yeah. So.
And the gingerbread.
And that's where Zeppelin Field is and where the Nuremberg trials were held. Was that a big deal? Did you learn about that in high school?
First of all, I'm pretty sure Led Zeppelin played in Nuremberg as well. We have in Nuremberg the number one festival for rock music. So we welcomed, for example, Metallica many times. We welcomed AC/DC last year. So Led Zeppelin, I'm sure he was there as well. At some stage, it's called Rock im Park. And yes, Nuremberg Trials. A lot of history from incredible 2025 back then in 80 years ago. And you and I, we've met now for the past going way together in our life, 28 years, but what a difference from 80 years ago. Yeah, yeah, that's the history. And also all of the marching areas of the Reichsparteitagsgelände are located in Nuremberg as well. In fact, what I just mentioned, Rock im Park, this amazing music festival that goes on for 3 days, is right at the Reichsparteitagsgelände. So where the soldiers were marching some 85 years ago, there is some very good music being played from the States, like Metallica. And I love Metallica ever since I've been to Houston. Memories. Yeah. So that's how you can turn history again as the Berlin Wall into something that gives you a smile on the face and, makes life on a positive note. And that's how life should be.
Do you remember you're the man who recommended The Way of the Superior Man to me? I had never heard of the book. Do you know that I've recommended that book to many of the young guys that I coach, and two of them have told me that it's changed their life?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I remember when I was over in Texas again, and we were having a long night together chatting, and we talked about this book. Yeah, that's the kind of books that probably you can be happy to be reading at a young age. It's just taking your consciousness a little bit away of focusing very much on the outside of what people think of you and how you should behave, a lot more to the inside of what makes you as a person really, really, really happy, of what fulfills you. And whenever you're a bit centered in yourself, it always shows that you can then again on the outside make other people around you happy as well. And that's probably a good portion of the takeaways from books like that that I've had. Great that you liked the book so much.
Have you ever heard this story? I think I've told it on the podcast once, that when we were in high school, you said, "Brad, do you know what I like about you?" And I said, "No, what?" And you go, "You just don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about you." I was like, "Oh, wow." And I was just thinking, you haven't changed. You said 28 years. You haven't changed much in 28 years. Do you think I've changed much?
I think I have changed quite a bit.
Yeah,
because really what I liked so much about you, about not giving that much of an F what others think about you, that's back then what I, being honest, missed on the inside. So that was for me a path to be going, which was not easy, but which was so much worth it. And back then in high school, I would say that you were one of the examples of living such a way. You having changed, not that much. You're it's fun to have you around. It's a privilege to have you in my life for such a long time. Meeting up last year, meeting up this year in Berlin, last year in Munich, going to a concert twice together. Empire of the Sun, we were last night. Really good. Last year was Coldplay. You were not caught by a love cam, luckily. We went to a nightclub yesterday in Berlin, Brad. We should mention that. We were not allowed to take pictures. There is a no picture policy in electronic clubs in Berlin. So we had to put stickers on the cameras, front and back camera of our mobile phone.
A pink sticker.
Yeah. And we had a pretty good time.
And you said you weren't going to be able to get in. You didn't think you would be able to.
That were the odds. We both agreed later on that probably the people at the front door thought we were gay. So that made our life easier of getting us in.
But you didn't tell me that. And what they said to each other in German, you said, was, what did they say? Why not?
He was looking up and down us. Was asking me if you're on the guest list. I was saying no, but we're happy to be here. And importantly, don't smile at a Berlin electronic club door, but have a little bit of a poker face look. And then he was suddenly saying, "Why not? Let them in."
And then we got in, and some dude came over to us and introduced himself to me. Yeah. And then it was all German between you and him, so I don't know what you said. But then about 5 minutes later, I said, "Jürgen, it seems to me like all the dudes in here like dudes and all the girls like girls." And you said what?
I said, "Welcome to Berlin."
And I said, "Are there any straight people at this bar?" And then what you did was gave me the Google reviews on your phone and said, "Read these." And it was all one stars for people who weren't let in the door, and then 5 stars for people who were. And I said, "Well, I don't trust these reviews because there's nothing in between." And then as I thought about it more, the ones were getting rejected at the door, even though they get a 15 euro entry fee, which amazes me that they would reject so many people. Come to find out, you were telling me you didn't think you would get in because you usually go by yourself and they don't let singles in there, right?
It depends. Majorly, I meant that you're going together and that you overcome your anxiety of
coming to
clubs with me.
You told me they only allow people in who look fun. So I was thinking, yeah, I look fun.
You do. I'm 100% sure they dicked your mustache.
I think they thought I looked very straight.
I think so too.
And that's
Brad.
Why they said, "Why not?"
If it makes you happy, I think so too.
Yeah, I'm all about being happy. I'm pursuing happiness.
Great.
Yeah.
It's worth mentioning actually that the electronic nightclub we were going to. It was not night, it was Sunday afternoon around 3 p.m.
Yeah.
The sun was shining. They still had a very strict door policy overall. It's one of the top five, from my point of view, Berlin electronic clubs that we are having here. It's called Kater Blau, an atmosphere where you don't need to think very much, not need to be very much in your head, but just feel that you're here and that sometimes you just, yeah, go with the vibe with a new, maybe even way of living. Probably many of us being very much in their head, in their brain, thinking, is this right? Is this wrong? And then they're just do it and have a great time.
And so you adopted a new lifestyle.
I hope not since yesterday, but a long time ago.
Oh, man. So you quit smoking 2.5 months ago. That's impressive. Or did you have more to say about the nightclub?
Yeah. I meant to take Brad to another nightclub today, this morning, Monday, at around 11:30 after we had a Berlin Döner. He didn't want to follow me. He said it's enough.
Last night you wanted to go back, and I said no, I'm not going back. And you said, come on, Brad, after the concert. By the way, is Empire of the Sun, that's electronic music too, right?
A little bit.
Okay.
And yes, we should mention that.
So I didn't put two and two together that you had to be with another dude to get into the club. So you needed me to get in. So I said, okay, I'll do that for you. One beer. And magically, my AirPods were missing. And had I not accompanied you to the bar again, I would have not found my AirPods. And we were so surprised that somebody didn't take them.
Yeah, we were losing them when we were there in the afternoon. We were going to the concert. We were returning at night. We both thought that the chances are less than 5% somebody would hand in earpods that are worth $200. And we were going to the cashier and we were asking her, and she was full of excitement. Oh yes, earpods. We were the earpods. And then we got them returned, and the guy at the door, that was so very, very strict. Second time they almost didn't let us in, even though we were having stamps from during daytime.
Yeah, tell that story.
He was suddenly like a totally different person, helpful. But at the same time, he made very sure that you're the real owner of the AirPods. He made you connect the AirPods to your mobile phone. And only after he listened to some YouTube music on your phone through your AirPods, he gave them back to you. And last word, then the lady, the cashier, who was not a very self-confident woman. She was fully, fully excited and a bit insecure, but very nice. And she was saying, you know, here in our place, there's really something that gets lost and doesn't get turned into us so that we can give it back. And that is something that is not found on a regular base around the world.
And especially not here, right? You were telling me at a place like this, they're not going to return your AirPods.
That's what I thought. But that was maybe also a thing I learned, because it was in a real contrast to what she was saying. She was saying, hey guys, if you lose something here, almost all of the time, people get it back. I was surprised, but, apparently she works there. So she has more experience. And let's just believe in the good of the people and say it's true. So that speaks for a place like that.
So let me tell the story of when we walked in. So the big bouncer guy, he was putting me through security, and he was talking in German. And so I leaned my head over to you, waiting for you to translate, or figured he might be talking to you, but he was talking to me. And then I spoke English, and then he got pissed at me for not telling him that I didn't understand him. As if I were to assume that he speaks English. He was a black guy.
And he made it very clear that for him it was a matter of respect.
Did you see that as disrespectful?
That's not the point. What I think, it's his point. From his point of view, it was disrespectful. He was talking to you. He was not knowing we had stamps. He did not get an answer, and he didn't like that. And that's what he was articulating. So it was just probably straight out. Put his feeling on his tongue, what is probably better in life to speak out what you think instead of making your decision and not letting us in again without telling us the reasons behind it.
Mm-hmm. So you think that attitude is common? That, oh man, that's disrespectful. You didn't tell me you didn't speak German.
Again, from his point of view, it was. He was of the opinion, he asked you a question, you didn't get a reply. You looked at me. He would have liked to articulate, because in the end, he lets not just me in, he lets you in as well. And he wants to have a good atmosphere in the club and not arrogant people who don't articulate if somebody else speaks to them that they even understand it. So that's how they choose the people they let in. They want a good crowd. They want a fun crowd, a good vibe in there. And that's how they select the people. So it's the little things that count for them. And he's speaking to probably, it's a club that's opening up on Friday late afternoon here in Berlin, and it's closing on Monday morning. So it's open 2.5 days, and they're taking turns of who is the bouncer. And on a weekend, even though they take turns, he probably speaks to 2,000 people. So let's just, for the good sake, and I know him from last time I was here 2 years ago, that he has gained somewhat having that many people a weekend and doing this for several years, some good knowledge of the people that he thinks are fun to be with in a place like that.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
13 beautiful years.
And
the greatest thing that does exist is that after a relationship that's lasting such a long time, if you're returning home, doesn't matter if you're married or whatever, but if you return to your partner, that you got a smile on the face and you're happy to see her or him. Yeah, and if you feel that, then you made quite a bit right in your life, because it also means that your past 10 to 12 years have certainly also had ups and downs, but basically were a good time.
Are you going to marry that girl?
Quite likely one day. Again, it doesn't really matter what marriage. The main thing is that right now here, we're happy whenever we see and meet up. And also that's one thing we talked about. Why change things just for somebody else expecting it, society or people around you? If things move in a great direction and you are happy, why do we always want to strive for being even more happier and change some kind of status of being officially married or not? That's not what counts in life. Even though, and that's very clear, it gives security. It's a huge commitment, but I mean, as well, staying with a wonderful girl for 13 years is a great commitment as well, in particular in our young age. And open secret, if you go around in Berlin, you meet so many beautiful girls, you're attracted every single day, and you still choose freely to always return to the one that is in your life and that makes you happy.
What do you make of all the migration in Germany? Switching topics.
What do you mean exactly?
I mean, do you notice that there's been a lot of migration in Germany?
Yeah, everybody does. I mean, it is how it is. It's a thin line in between helping people. It's always a give and a take. I personally believe that it's important to help people. On the other hand, it's also at some stage important that people are adapting to the culture they're coming in, that they're willing to develop themselves. Also, again, from a mentality wise, not losing their own culture, but at least accepting and respecting the new culture and becoming part of that, and then become part of society of give and take. Also, meaning finding a proper job, making their living, and if that's the case, then that's a good thing. Also, certainly, people don't get that many kids as they used to in the States and also in Germany as 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. So society, the German society is shrinking. So it's only growing due to migration. Also, a thing that helps Germany, and it also helps the people that are entering the country.
Well, you told me last night that you felt like you were paying a lot of taxes to support them.
Yeah, and that is very true, and that's why what I was saying expectation is that it's not just a give, but it's a give and a take. I don't think anybody who is earning money and spending many hours in business and doing the best that he or she can in earning money instead of, for example, spending time with the family, then this person is eager to spend a full extra load on taxes. It's something that should level out.
And you see it in Nuremberg just as much as Munich and Berlin per capita wise?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I didn't expect that. I didn't see it in Berchtesgaden. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Berchtesgaden.
Berchtesgaden.
Good place to be as well.
It's beautiful. But I didn't see any migration.
Okay.
But I think the population there is like 10,000 or less. Munich, everywhere. I heard so many North African languages walking the streets of Munich.
That's also one of the things I believe that if people are joining the country, government should take care, if it's by any means possible, that they don't just live together as they did in the country they were coming from. But the secret to adapting in a new culture, a new country, is that you mingle with everybody. So that means that if a city always has rich and poor areas, and it's clear that migration, people apparently don't have that much money when they arrive, are more being concentrated in the poor areas, and that should be taken care of, because people stay among themselves. How can they adapt to a new way of living?
So you think,
and broadening the mind,
you think your government's allowing all the migration out of compassion, like taking somebody's money and giving it to somebody else?
Partially, certainly, compassion. It's about values. I mean, Germany has changed. The big migration was starting in 2015, and back then in Munich, migrants were arriving at Munich train station, and Germans were gathering up at a train station and cheering and holding up banners, welcome. So that was a time that Germany has changed. Since then, people have become a lot more twofold about the whole thing. Still, many believe that people that need help should get help, and afterwards become part of the new society. Yeah.
Why did their feelings change since 2015?
Again, what we were saying, we were certainly seeing some increases in money that goes in the direction of the migrants. Not everybody likes that. It's again the tax topic we just talked about. Also, it certainly wasn't easing the statistics of criminal incidences. So that's a good thing. I mean, no society should be uncritical of what government decides. We are all people. We all have our backgrounds, our values, our thoughts, and everybody should articulate that. So, and that's a democracy. Yeah, democracy is always, everybody should say his true opinion, and then you find somewhat, in the end, a consensus of where society is heading.
Could you be against all the migration and post about it online here in Germany?
Oh, many do.
They don't arrest you or anything?
On the internet, no, nothing.
I heard they were doing that in Britain.
I think nobody gets arrested for that. It's free opinion sharing. That's a bit the trouble that I'm seeing from too many people that are too left-wing oriented. They sometimes don't tend to accept the opinion of people who see critically. And from my point of view, people who are left-wing, they should be in full acceptance as they like, but they also should accept that other people have different opinions. Again, that's democracy. And we all can be happy to live in a society like that, where you can speak out opinion freely. It's not as easy as is certainly in the States. It's also when J.D. Vance was making a speech about that he sees in Europe that opinion freedom is not that easily possible. And he certainly, many newspapers were opposing that, but others were also saying he has a good point here. And I agree with that.
Last night at the concert, when the lead singer of Empire of the Sun talked to the crowd, one of the things he said was, "Sorry, I haven't been here in 20 years. I blame COVID and I blame Trump." Why would he say that?
I don't think people should blame anybody else. Everybody is responsible for himself. Yeah. And that was a very stupid saying of blaming Trump for not coming here. I mean, which influence does Donald Trump has here on a band playing in Germany? COVID has been away for quite a time. In fact, one of the most beautiful things I was doing with my lady, with Kerstin, was during high time COVID. We were going from my city in Nuremberg on a night train to Venice. The entire train, I went through the train, and I think we were about 10 people in the entire train that was going to Venice. We were arriving in Venice. We were seeing the city without tourists. What was an incredible experience that I will not forget. We were on the main square of Venice, of a piano player being there, and just a little bit of fog around us. We were having a little drink in our hands, and that was one of the trips that you don't forget, because you will not see Venice, hopefully, unless COVID or something similar returns in that way again. So anything that is bad also has chances. And then we went on from Venice to Verona, which is also usually overcrowded with tourists, and we were getting probably the best hotel for a third of the regular price. By the way, in Venice, we were there for 6 days, and we were doing hotel hopping. We were in three hotels for 2 days each, and each time with a beautiful view of the Canale Grande for very little money. That usually we wouldn't be staying there usually, unless for some special occasion, but we really took our chances back then. Anyway, when we left Verona, we were checking out, and they were saying, "Hey guys, you're the last ones who are leaving our hotel. Yeah. We have no booking for tonight."
Wow.
And 2 days later, again, the next lockdown came and we were back in Germany. Yes, you were a bit lucky that we were choosing the right time frame. We probably could have also been stuck in Italy, but in the end, it worked out. We were taking the odds, and we took some beautiful memories home that I can speak right now on the mic with you.
You remember talking last night about Nazi aggression versus American bravado? Remember how we were talking about my walk and how upright it is, and you said I walk. How did you say I walk? I forget.
That is. Ever since I met you in high school, you were having, from my point of view, the most self-confident walk. With shoulders back and shoulders down, and I've never seen you with your chin down walking. So that's inside and outside. What you are on the inside, that is also, ever since high school, you were portraying on the outside. And for example, on the way that you're walking. So congrats of being such a man, such a person.
Thanks for that.
And for having such a person in my life for a long time.
Well, thanks, man. So back to the aggressive part. Do you think all of that aggression has to do with why people are so subdued now? Like, is confidence talked out of people here?
From the left-wing people, a bunch, they're trying it. And then it's again up to everybody if they are adapting to it or not. And in Germany in the past years, again, this right-wing party has gained some huge amount of people electing them. That is worrying many, many people in Germany. So it's also a sign that people are somewhat fed up of others telling them what to think and what to do. But in the end, many of those who are electing them, I believe, are not right-wing themselves. It's just a symbol of, hey guys, just stop telling us how we shall behave, how we shall speak. Let us live our life with the values that is part of German society and that made Germany how it is. And I think many Germans have a great set of values, honestly.
So do you think they'll allow the AfD party to ever get in power? Or are they going to do away with elections soon? Or what do you think?
Oh, we were only having elections now in Germany. We are now having a new chancellor, Friedrich Merz. Let's just hope he's doing a good job. That also will help of not getting the right-wing party AfD gain many more votes next time. So it's always, again, here a chance, and people in power should take chances.
What is the work ethic like of your office, at your office?
At my office?
Yeah.
Work ethic is quite high. Germans, I believe, are quite diligent. If I think of the States, some brokerage or investment firms, it's not like people are working their how do you say that? Work their butts off fully. So like we are having some quite strict German laws. And I think if one of the sayings that I liked a lot about work ethics is, treat the company you work for as if it was your own company. And if you're doing that, the company will be fine.
Mm.
So if you're having that in the back of your mind, and it's not in the end that you work 10, 12, 14 hours, but if you work 8 or 9 hours focused and have this mindset, then there is some huge productivity gain that can be leveraged. I truly believe that.
Actually, huh?
And last word also, one of the, looking back, wonderful things about the COVID time is that in Germany, many people are working now office-wise at least half of the week from at home. Some people even have a chance of working from home 4 days out of 5. Again, wherever there is something popping up, in the end, it might lead to great results, even though we don't see it in the beginning. And many people don't want to go back to the office every single day. It's centered right now of people going to the office on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the office space is more or less empty on a Monday or on a Friday. But I mean, it works out. And if the company is prospering and succeeding still, again, something falling back to values, that not people staying at home, working from home, are less productive, but even possibly more motivated of doing a good job, because they are knowing that if in the end the level of work contribution decreases heavily, they need to go back to office.
Are you working from home today, right now?
No, I'm on vacation today.
Okay, because I know you've checked email a few times. All right, you want to do fun questions? We don't have that much time before I have to get on a train back to Prague. Have I ever asked you if not wanting something is just as good as having it?
Say it again.
Is not wanting something just as good as having it?
Not wanting it, that's the concept of being grateful. I believe if you are grateful for the many things that you are having already, then the focus is on what you have and not that much on a focus on the things that are still missing. And if you have to focus on what you have in your private life, in your bank account, yeah, being satisfied is one of the most wonderful things. Concept of what, there are many, many studies. Somebody's working for a new sports car and it makes him happy for certainly several weeks. Afterwards, it just becomes normal and he probably gave up many, many hours of earning the money to have it. Do we really need some stuff in our life? And if we are honest, the answer is probably no. We need some good company. We need the capability in life to realize the little things, like this morning we were getting up on our hotel boat, going upstairs, having a coffee on the balcony with the sun shining, with the ducks swimming in the river, and some nice talks. So what material thing should level up to that?
If you could switch lives with anybody tomorrow, who would it be? Just to see what their life is like.
Brad, honestly, there is nobody. There is truly nobody. If I had this feeling inside of me, this would not make me by any means happy. So, and I choose to be happy. So, and I choose to be happy because I am who I am. And that makes me not want to be anybody else. But at the same time, choose very carefully with which people I surround myself. That's very, very important in your life. Life, time is very limited. Look at the people that are closest to you for many years on the top 10 people, and somewhat you see yourself in them. So choose who you are around, and even more, choose who you don't want to be around, because he or she is stressing you out. And yeah, as in a relationship, understand when you meet a great guy or a great girl in your life and you're single, it's more important to understand which character traits you cannot live with, instead of saying, oh, I need my top 5, my top 10 quality traits in a person. That's something you can negotiate. But with something you cannot live with, that's just non-negotiable under no circumstances.
Sage advice, Jörg.
Cheerio.
How many weeks, holidays do you get for work?
We have 6 weeks. So that means 30 working days a year, which is very good. And again, can be grateful of having that. Gives opportunity to travel.
Did you work your way up to that?
No.
That you get 6 weeks when you started like 25 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Every year. Nobody gets more than anybody else.
Yeah. That is true. So also here, a recommendation to some cool people from the States. Check out Germany on your travels, and why not work abroad somewhere else if you're up to it. I'm very proud, and I would not have thought that you, because back then when I was in high school, not many have ever left the States, and that now you being the man overseas and having seen so many wonderful and great places, do that in your life, and then you can choose somewhere is the heart, where do you want to spend some time, and most importantly, always return to the place where you grew up, because that is, I believe, in the end, a huge part of your heart is for your entire life. That's your culture. That's how you are as a person. And then having the picture of personality as a mosaic picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard this some years ago. And then look at that, and then look at which stones in the mosaic you want to add, which ones do you want to maybe take out and replace, and which one do you maybe polish up a little bit that they become brighter. But the concept of the mosaic to some extent stays the same, and that's just where you're coming from. And you should never forget where you're coming from. I love my hometown, Nuremberg. I was so proud of being over there in Houston, Texas, but my home is here, and the same for you in the end.
You know what was interesting? I told you my favorite city in the world is Prague, and you said, I like Prague, but it's not one of my favorite cities, and then you proceeded to tell me about places where you left your heart.
Yeah, and that is where I was lucky enough to spend time, not just for some days, for a week in vacation, but during my university studies, which was Hong Kong, which was Paris, which was the south of Spain, in Cadiz, Andalusia. The feelings I had back then, the wonderful moments I experienced, they're still in me today. And that's why those places I always tend to come back and to return. Plus also having had the privilege back then to learn the languages. Yeah. To learn English in Texas, to learn French in Paris, to learn Spanish in Andalusia in Spain, and to gain some cultural experience in Hong Kong for Southeast Asia. At a younger age and thinking about where do you spend time work-wise or during university studies, try to always choose something that brings you on the next level, which is for somebody from Texas, certainly not London, yeah, or Dublin, where again, English is spoken. Go to a place that either increases your personality and your mind cultural-wise or language-wise, and you will profit from that, I believe, your entire life.
You mean profit from the fulfillment that you feel and the development of your mind? You don't mean profit monetarily, certainly.
Yeah, that is secondary. That just comes along with time passing by and doing a good job. I love to return to France and to Spain and also to Italy once a year. I speak some Italian, and that is just, if I speak the language, certainly not fluently, like I more or less do English.
But, how many days a week do you speak English at work?
Probably none. I speak here and there English in a meeting. Some conversation is in English. That's it. And also, again, profit, like in Hong Kong, cultural-wise, people in university in Hong Kong, they think and work totally differently. Now, is that better or is it worse than Germany? I don't know. I don't care. It's just different. And again, concentrate on the things where you believe they're superior to you. Think what you're still missing here and what you can learn from these guys. Because apparently Hong Kong and Southeast Asia is prospering. And so there need to be some very cool things about that they are doing right that maybe your own culture is missing.
If you could turn any activity into an international thing, like an Olympic sport that you'd be competitive in, what would that be? What are you good at?
that's a tough question. I hope to say one day, really, the ability to focus on stuff again that makes you happy. For me, putting your focus in life and being grateful is the two most important concepts. It helps you on the interior and less on the outside. Anything that helps you stopping the noise in your head of a voice, for example, telling you what to do because it's society expects, or where you're not good enough for, or as well when you're a single guy and you meet a beautiful or you see a beautiful woman in the street, capability of just going there and saying hello and giving it a fair chance, even though it might not be fully accepted by society, but who in the end would you really care if there you meet a great person that might become your girlfriend or your wife later on, or just a very good friend over the long term, or in many cases nothing at all, but it was a chance and you went for it. Yeah, so take the chance.
What do you think is Germany's biggest risk or economic uncertainty? What should Germans be concerned about that maybe you're concerned about?
Being more brave. Isn't it astonishing what has happened in Silicon Valley for so many years? How all of the international tech companies always come out of the states that are ruling somewhat the world. I don't see that many here in Germany. We have many, many regulations in Germany. We are, from my point of view, way overregulated. People search a lot of security. That is also one of the things that is still quite of one of my character traits. Yeah, that is just your culture. Sometimes it's easier to let go of parts of your own culture. Sometimes it's not. But the concept of always needing to feel safe is something that gives some decent returns, but certainly in the long term, there are other options that might give you greater returns. So take your shots if the downside is limited.
If Donald Trump asked you for your best advice, what would you tell him?
That is an extremely good question. I do respect Donald Trump quite a bit. He has his ups and his downs. In the end, who am I to recommend something not being in his shoes, not having even an idea of the responsibility you have in such a position? Yeah. So again, just here being, or I'm trying to be decent and just not giving an advice, but relying that he has made such an impact in his life to certainly many people, certainly also to very much to his own benefit. Yeah.
In 2016, October 2016, we came here. I visited you in Berlin, and I asked you about Hillary versus Trump. And I said, what do you think of Trump becoming our next president? Do you remember what you told me?
Back then, I was certainly opposing it. Back then, I think I wasn't favoring him. Was I? I don't remember.
You told me, I think it's going to be good for you guys.
Huh. Yeah.
And nobody ever spoke that way. So yeah. It was interesting to hear it from you.
Yeah. 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 Yes, it probably, and if you look at the whole customs topic, it is certainly good for the US. And that's also how a president should be. A president should also focus on his own country. If America is thriving, then a huge part of the world is thriving as well. And next thing, if you ask me what I said back then, it's not always wise to look back because you develop, and today you might have different opinions, different thoughts. Back then he was seen very, very critically. I think he proved in many ways that he is somebody who is going his way, not in a very diplomatic way, but very much out of intuition, out of as well stomach feeling, and not caring about what everybody else tells him. Being successful throughout his life, having the self-confidence and the mindset that if he was for such a long time that much successful, what shall change that he shall not be successful in the future? So the odds are a winning run is going to maintain a winning run.
So many people don't think that way. Like, look at track record of, has this person done what they've said they're going to do, or at least tried like hell to do it? Or this person has a track record of lying to me 17 times in a row. I'm not going to doubt this next thing that person says. I don't know why people are like that. NPCs, I call them. All right, let's do some fun money questions. These questions are money. What's your savings rate, roughly?
My savings rate?
Yeah.
I would say my savings rate is at least 50% of what I earn.
And it's probably been that way since you've been working.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If I gave you $100,000 and you had to invest it in one tech stock, where would you invest?
In one tech stock?
Silicon Valley type.
I would probably look at some, at the moment, I'm a big fan of crypto. And I think in the end that crypto, I by far do not understand it very much, but there is so much potential that I've read about blockchain. If you're doing a basket of five stocks here on the long-term run, you would be getting some good return out of that.
That's your answer? Five crypto coins instead of one tech stock?
No, crypto companies.
Oh, okay. All right, but you wouldn't, if you had to do just one, what would it be?
That would go heavily against my concept of of distributing money, yeah. Because any one stock you concentrate on, you never look into the books, you never look into the future. Again, that's the answer of somebody from Germany, yeah, who is a bit on the safe side, yeah, on the security side, yeah. And at least I realized that whenever you were so very much convinced that something cannot go wrong in the stock market, odds are still somewhat 50-50. So if we look on many of the mutual funds that are trying to beat their benchmark, like NASDAQ and S&P, how many of those are succeeding? And those guys are doing nothing else than analyzing that stuff. It's fun, and it's always a thrill of doing individual bets.
What is the best quality a wife or girlfriend can have?
A good heart.
A good heart?
Yeah, by far. By far.
Like it beats.
By
far. How many times a minute?
You know you can rely on the heart. Yeah, right. And that the heart doesn't... I don't like to feel when I'm with a girl to be at any means insecure. I love to trust people, in particular the lady I'm with. That is by far the number one thing, and share many experience together.
What is the best German beer?
From Nuremberg, my home area.
What is it?
It is.
Say it, bro.
Huh?
You don't know?
I thought about three brands that nobody else would know in the end.
It's all right. I won't ask. If you were on Jeopardy and got to choose the final Jeopardy question, what would it be? Like the category? You know how they give you a category at the end?
Tell me again a question.
You know the show Jeopardy?
No.
You've never seen it? Where they ask trivia questions?
No.
All right. We'll skip that one too. I don't have any more questions. Anything else you want to talk about? I think we got to roll, man. My train leaves in less than an hour.
Maybe a last question, a last thought about Berlin here, about something else.
I don't know. I really need to go because I don't trust myself to get there on time.
All right. I will guide you anyway.
All right.
To a train station. So I'll not let you alone. I'll make sure you're in the right one. Yeah.
Friends, thank you for tuning in. You know where to find me on the socials. Jürgen, if anybody wanted to contact you, would they do it through me?
Yeah, please, okay. please. Thank you very much for last word. Brad and I, we're sitting up here on this boat by ourselves. Yeah, a beautiful, beautiful day. So we again had one of those weekends of sharing time together. And that's how we all shall continue. Again, having people around us with who we are grateful spending time. And that over a long term, yeah. Friendships should stick for many, many years, and that's how they grow. And that's how your life gains substance from my point of view. Thank you.
Really well said. My best Euro friend. Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Love you too.
Bye.